You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Steve Geller, and we're going to go back to Bobby's Notebook, brought to you by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. Guys, I'm going to ask both of you this. Bobby, I'll ask you first, but man, I hear it a lot. Do you see progression with Tyler Shough from the start of training camp to what you saw Sunday in his progression as a quarterback?
I don't know. It's a mixed bag.
Okay.
I think he's up and down. You know, he had a great first drive. I mean, Mike, if you look at it...
The tight end drive.
Yeah, he's just hitting the tight ends. I don't know. Nothing wrong with that. If you move, hitting the tight ends, moving the chains, and you're scoring touchdowns. So what if it's a tight end drive? So I just... Then you see the inconsistency. Sometimes, I don't know, he's fooled or he's indecisive. You know, I always said, I'd always pray to God. I say, God, I don't know, they got... You know, myself being a Christian, I go, they got Christians on both sides. God, we got to win this game, please. You know, whatever, we got to win this game. So I would just always pray, like, help me to make quick and rational decisions. And that's what Shough needs to be praying. And not only a rational decision, because you can't make a sandwich back there. You got to hit it and get it. Make quick and rational decisions. Where you're not holding on to the ball. The ball's coming out. Well, Mike, if you look at that that drive with Tyler Shough, that was a case in point where it was quick and rational decisions. You know, utilizing the tight end. And I don't know, that Mike, the bottom line is that's simply what you have to do. And you might say, oh, that's dump offs and utilizing a tight end.
But so what?
Yeah, so what? They all involve, like Molokai. He's trying to fight and make the team. He catches the ball. Trenton Welch, you know, from Wyoming, the one-year experience, he's catching the ball. But the one, Mike, who's like poor man, Jimmy Graham, is Jacobson.
You write down that number a lot, Cannon.
Mike, looking at three reds and three. How many times Jimmy Graham caught the ball in the red zone? Well, he had three red zone catches, and ended up. I was only plus four, but it was a touchdown at the end. But he caught three balls, so the tight end. That's like basically five catches right there on that first that drive, that touchdown drive with Shough. Kendra Miller had a good run. Now he needs to do this against the Chargers. It was like about one cut, hit it and get it, like plus 12. Boy, if you can do a handful of times like that, everyone be super, super excited about Kendra Miller. And then Shough had even an RPO, like a plus 12-yard gain, but that was mainly a tight end drive. But so what? He ended up hitting even a slant, the one pass. I think he had Kevin Austin Jr. like plus 10. So you could see those type of drives. But, Mike, I was telling Steve this. Okay, that's the first quarter.
I was going to say, but what about the other drive, Bobby, that the interception happened with Nephi Sewell?
Yeah, yeah, but with Nephi
Sewell.
Yeah, you know, but that's what I mean. Again, the one snap and clear. So what, you drove the team down, you scored a touchdown. You got to do it a bunch of times. You can't score a touchdown, you're settling for field goal. So let's say, oh, we're moving the ball, the defense bending but don't break, and we scored a touchdown, and we got in scoring range four times, but then we had one touchdown, three field goals. So then all of a sudden, you got 16 points. Well, the opponent's only got to score 17. That's too much pressure on the defense. I think where we're at right now, our defense, we can get to the point, and old school used to be like 17 points. But now I'm going to give it a field goal. So I'm going to bend it. I'm going to say 19 and a half. Mike, if the defense is only giving up 19 points a game, I'm going to say even 20, the Saints shouldn't lose. That offense, we got to get to the point, and that's how you get the double-digit wins, where if you hold your opponents to 20 points or less, well, shame on the offense if you're not scoring. But then you can't be settling for field goals. You got to get touchdowns.
I don't know. I made the comment to you, Bobby. I was like, I'm taking the under in a lot of Saints games this year.
Yeah, that could be. Well, you better take. Well, that would help if our defense is playing at a high level. That might not be a bad bet. But all I know is you're running 126 plays and you have one touchdown. That's like two games. Because remember, I told you 65 exactly, around there. Yeah. So
now, to be fair, we had, like I mentioned, that one interception to Nephi Sewell where you had, I think it was Olave in the end zone, if he just put a little more touch on it. And then,
yeah, the woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah,
and then
but,
the Shuck did have a pretty pass.
I did.
To, who was it, the tight end?
Yeah, yeah, the tight end. I have this in my notes somewhere.
And just dropped it.
Yeah, from University of Houston. Seth Green.
Seth Green, right.
Seth Green? Yeah, he dropped a touchdown.
Not the actor, the tight end.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. That was, look at that. Boy, that was nice touch to the corner. Come on, help out the quarterback. Bobby, you're just taking it up for the quarterback. I don't know. There's a nice touch in the corner. Come on, Seth Green, come up with the touchdown. He's the guy, University of Houston.
So, yeah, coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Yeah, 6'4", 255, looks the part. And he bounced back from that throw to Seth Green because he just would have got sacked right before that by Jasheen Davis, the rookie from Wake Forest. So when I looked at that, okay, I got sacked. I'm all freaked out. No, he didn't freak out. He came back. He threw a nice touch to the corner. But Seth Green, come on, help out the quarterback and make that catch. And, Mike, looking at that, you know who's made plays and has looked the part? And no one's giving him credit. I think he can play in the NFL. Kind of poor man's Chase Daniels is a Haener. Haener is fighting, and
it took a while for him to get into that rotation on Sunday.
Yeah, but when he went in there, now who's he going against? I mean, this is the best pass of the practice. He threw a back shoulder throw, would have been plus 25 to Jacobson.
Yeah.
The tight end, kind of how throwing a receiver open and throwing where you need to, like Drew Brees would hit with Jimmy Graham.
I feel like he's nice clearly the third guy. He's the third quarterback.
Yeah, well, we only have three.
I know. I'm just saying he's your number three guy. He's not in the running for that number one spot. Come on.
Well, they're not going to really give him a chance. They might tell him that. But but Haener, to me, what he's done and his knowledge of the game, how he processes information, how the ball's coming out, he could be one of 64. And when I tell you, every team's keeping at least two quarterbacks. He can
no
be,
doubt there.
There's not 64 quarterbacks in the world better than Jake Haener as far as to be on the roster. And to tell you the truth, sometimes he's made tough throws. He's made significant plays that instinct. I tell you what, he had one play that it was fourth and two. Okay. This is when Haener's on this drive. Okay, Kendre Miller, he gets runs about 5 or 6 yards. Then he hits Tipton, plus 10. Molokai, plus 20. That was one of the biggest gains of the day. Then it's like, it was a fourth and two situation, and Haener's running there and sacrificing. Nah, he probably knows they're not going to tattoo him, but he scrambled. But it had been a legit, like, I don't know, 2.5 yard gain. Whatever, he lunged for the first down. And then, I don't know, he's kamikaze. And then, I don't know, Chase Young was on the sideline. I don't know if Chase Young was talking smack to him, whatever, or he almost blew out somebody's knee on the sideline. But he ended up throwing the ball at Chase Young. So he was fiery. He was like, I'm trying to move the sticks. So that's the kind of things you wanted to see out of a guy competing, and you got that in Hayner. And obviously the Fresno State connections and all that. But Mike, Shuck has taken baby steps, but it's interesting to see where he's going to be as far as when you play in the preseason games.
Sunday, baby.
Now versus Spencer Rattler. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk more about what are they doing well and not doing well as far as the quarterbacks and process. Well, I can say this right quick. I'm going to just say this. That when I look at, like, Shuck, he just plays slow at times. And you can't play slow in the NFL. How you process stuff. I think Spencer Rattler's more decisive. But then sometimes it's so true, you can trust your arm too much. No, that's an interception. You cannot force that. Now, Hayner, he has a great, like, how he processes stuff, the handle he has on offense, even though he's physically limited. At times, I don't know how Hayner's thinking, but if you can put Hayner's brain maybe in Shuck's body.
We've got a couple more years of experience.
Yeah. If you could do something like that. But I think that's how I view the pros and the cons on those guys.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL. And we'll have Jeff Palermo from Louisiana Radio Network talking to us about LSU practice. And there was a certain defender that really made his presence felt today in practice. We'll have Jeff and a lot more here on Sports Talk right after this break.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, WWL, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from the Louisiana Radio Network, also a contributor here at WWL on our Odyssey app, Jeff Palermo. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Doing just great. Jeff, I got about three different people text me, I guess, in between noontime and one. Seven is back. And that means Harold Perkins put on a real show today in the practice sessions. And he's been doing that ever since they started practice, not only in rushing the quarterback, but also dropping back in coverage. And I know one thing against Clemson, you better put some heat on Klubnik. You cannot let him sit back there and throw the football. Man, good to hear with Harold Perkins coming off the knee injury. He seemingly has really stepped up his rehab, and he has made a difference out on that practice field.
Well, it's now or never right now for Harold Perkins, wouldn't you say? I mean, he's got to put it together. I mean, not only for his future in the NFL as far as a guy that could be a playmaker and a guy that can wreak havoc on opposing offenses, but for this defense. You know, you only have, you know, for LSU to obviously make the jump here from a team in the middle of the pack, if you would, in the Southeastern Conference to one that's going to compete for a championship. They need some guys to really play and have big seasons on the defensive side of the football. I mean, based on the preseason SEC media selections, I think most people feel, you know, Whit Weeks is a elite linebacker, and Harold Perkins needs to be in that same discussion as well, playing in the star position. So this is seemingly, since he's been at LSU, this has been the position that probably best suits him the best. You're not trying to make him something that he's not. It seems like everyone is on the same page, and there's conviction about it this time. And it's not just a hope and a prayer that, oh, maybe he can maybe work out at inside linebacker. I think it's now time to do it. And it probably also helps that Blake Baker's in the second season as the defensive coordinator and has a better grasp of his personnel and knows how to exactly use them. So it's only been the first, you know, a few days of practices. He intercepted a pass from Nussmeier today, and hopefully that does continue. And he is the guy that most people have envisioned after watching him have some really big games his freshman season.
Now, Jeff, you bring up Blake Baker and where we at defensively and how the defense has to come on. There's nowhere to go to me but up, considering what LSU fans expect from their defense. You look at it as his first season defensive coordinator. LSU went from 81st nationally in points allowed per game the year before to 59th. Now, that's a good jump, but not good enough if you're going to be playing for a title or you want to have success in the postseason. But then you look after adding nine defensive transfers and where they're at right now and what Coach Blake has to play at a championship level. Where does that scoring defense needs to be? LSU is not ranked better than 33rd in scoring defense over the past 5 years. Where does that need to be if the offense plays up to where we think they can? Is it like for sure somewhere around there or top 40 or what?
Yeah, I think top 30 would be a good mark for this team. Get it to that point. Now, you know, obviously the schedule's tough. You're going to play Clemson at their place, and you would think Clemson's going to score some points, especially with it being the season opener. And you know there's going to be some mental breakdowns and just a little bit of confusion, especially playing in a very difficult environment in the season opener. And then moving on throughout the course of the season, we all know who LSU has to play and, you know, the tough teams and Ole Miss and Alabama, and you got to go to play Texas A&M and all that. But I think if they could get to that top 30 mark, that's where they need to be. I think what we have seen is that you can have really good offenses like LSU has had over the last couple of seasons in particular, but if the defense cannot complement it, you can only go so far, and that being
right
8 or 9 wins. So for them to get to at least the 10-win mark, where that would then heavy in discussion of a college playoff berth, I think you got to be somewhere within that top 30. And they have the personnel, in my mind, to do it. I in particular, the depth is what I think, when you just, even if you look at it on paper and see the guys that they've brought in, it just seems like if they ended up suffering a couple of injuries, they got guys that could easily fill in. I mean, you go back to last year, and when Jacoby and Guillory went down early in the season, I think that was week two, you're like, well, who the heck's going to play defensive tackle? They're not, and then they're moving defensive ends over there and all that
right.
kind of stuff. I don't think they're going to have that issue this year. It really seems like they have fortified their defense by bringing in extra defensive backs. They got enough defensive linemen, enough pass rushers. Whether they're great pass rushers or not, I don't know. I think that we'll find that out during the course of the season. And they also have enough linebackers, too, that if they do suffer a few injuries here or there, they have the depth to withstand that.
Now, Jeff, to go on the offensive side of the ball, and you look at it, I don't know, I'm still old school, same thing with the Saints. I don't know, can you run the ball or can you stop the run?
Yeah.
And it's like how you get to double-digit wins and all that. And looking at the Fighting Tigers, in their first year without Jane Daniels, LSU rushed for basically 116.5 yards per game, down from 204.5 yards the year before. I mean, that's a lot to do with Jane Daniels. And we know Nussmeier's not going to really run. Now, he could pick and choose and run, but he's a pocket passer. You got to block him, block for him. But when you look at just running the football without the quarterback like Jane Daniels, being like Lamar Jackson, whatever, just running quarterback. But as far as purely running the ball, the run schemes, where are we at? Because you look, they finished 107 in the FBS, last in the SEC in rushing yards per game. That can't be. That you would think would be a misprint, because I would take pride in that, like winning in the trenches. You can't be last in the SEC in rushing the football. Come on. Now, that's blasphemy.
Well, I think, Bobby, when you look at the coaches poll that came out today and had LSU ranked number 9, and you go back to the SEC preseason media poll that had LSU finishing 4th, I think when you look at this team, you say they're going to be better on defense. We talked about where they need to be as far as points allowed. They obviously have one of the better quarterbacks in the country. We've heard Brian Kelly talk about the deep wide receiver room they have. But what is, in my mind, that's probably holding this team back is the offensive line. And how good are they? Brian Kelly seems like he's really – he likes this group. He thinks they're good. It's hard for me to sit here and say that at this moment, knowing you lost 4 guys, even though they didn't – they could not run the ball for
right.
whatever reason last year. They lost 4 guys that were drafted – in the NFL draft, and now you're trying to replace him, including one guy that was top 5 pick, number three pick overall. So how is this offensive line going to be better when you don't have a Will Campbell, you don't have an Emory Jones, a veteran guy like Miles Frazier, and same with Garrett as well, Garrett Dellinger. You don't have those 4 guys. But yet this offensive line is supposed to be better. That doesn't – I got to see it to believe it.
Right.
I think Tyree Adams could be a really good tackle. Weston Davis seems that way. Josh Thompson, they want him to be a mauler. They've made an upgrade at center. So let's see what happens here. It has really been – befuddling here in the Brian Kelly era that they have not been able to have a traditional running game. Even go back to his first season, it was suitable. And the biggest thing is will they be able to run the ball when it really matters? Because you just go back to the season opener against USC, they had short yardage situations. And the Trojans stuffed them at the line or behind the line of scrimmage. and it set the tone for the entire season. And even if you go back to the season opener of 2023, the same thing happened in Orlando when they played Florida State. They had when it was still a game, especially in the first half, and LSU got down inside the red zone and they couldn't score, they couldn't run the ball in short yardage situations. Are they going to be able to do that this year? I think that is the biggest question mark facing this team.
Jeff, one of the things, we haven't seen this a lot from LSU, a two tight end offense, which I think you'll see a lot of, but neither one of those guys, you got to say, are blockers. Bauer Sawyer, converted quarterback, played a little bit of running back. Now he's a flex tight end. And Tre'Davious Green, who I'll make an argument with anybody, that I think he's the best athlete on the LSU football team. You're going to see that, and that is something we haven't seen a lot of from LSU, using a lot of two tight end offense. Now, Brian Kelly did a lot of that at Notre Dame, where I remember when they played Alabama in one of the bowl games, they came out with three tight ends, three, and Alabama was winning. What the heck was going on here? But I think for the first time in the Kelly era, we're going to see them be a dual tight end offense in quite a few situations. And, man, with Tre'Davious and Bauer Sawyer, I want them with the ball in their hands downfield.
Yeah, no, I it's one of the things that I'm maybe most fascinated to see how this works here with the two tight end look and having two guys that are very good pass catchers and can create matchup issues. The question is two big questions. One, when they're not going out and running a pass route, are they going to be able to block sufficiently enough in the running game? That's a question. And then when Nussmeier goes back to pass and he's got all these weapons, not only obviously at the wide receiver position, and now you throw in these two tight ends that are expected to be on the field quite a bit at the same time, is he going to have enough time to find them and hit them on and complete those passes? But what I'm kind of hoping is that these guys could be also safety outlets for him, guys that he can, when he's in trouble, he can get the ball to them. Craig Davis was perfect for that role last year. He was the guy. That when Nuss was in trouble, boom, get him the ball. And then when he got hurt, that's when we all of a sudden started seeing the interceptions start to pile up on him. So let's see if Nussmeier, you know, can develop one of those guys to help him, especially when he's in trouble, that he can just get the ball to, get 6, 7, 8 yards or whatever, make it a positive play when it doesn't look like that. I'm curious to see if that's going to, if one of those two guys are going to be able to do that.
Now, Jeff, obviously everyone looks at the quarterback, the focal point. You get a little spoiled if you're an LSU fans when you have the likes of Joe Burrow and Jayden Daniels. And you look, they made massive leaps from their first to second years as the LSU starting quarterback. And will Nussmeier do the same? I say, all I know is Nussmeier, to me, is a first-round draft pick in the NFL. I mean, he was good last season, threw for over 4,000 yards. But, you know, you're talking about playoff football and college football, you know, how much he has to carry the team. And sometimes you might question maybe his decision-making. He's not going to be, you got to run more. How about you block for him and let him make plays in the pocket? And then he can run now and then. But I think more of decision-making. I look in the red zone, that South Carolina game, he got bailed out when they tattooed him. Or LSU doesn't win that game. But then when I look at why we got to win now, and I think LSU fans take this approach, I don't know what's behind Nussmeier in the future. Well, Bobby, look, we went from Joe Burrow, Jayden Daniels to Nussmeier. That's pretty damn good quarterbacks when you consider from a professional level. But Coach Kelly, where he's at right now, he says, look, we have a team right now that can win the SEC. I mean, I think that confidence comes from the returning quarterback, the improved depth on the team, and now the development of your program, and now top-ranked transfer class. So I'm saying right now, the pressure on Coach Kelly, I'm not talking about his contract and all that, but we got to be in the postseason. If not, I think we'd be more hard-pressed in the 2026 season, because considering, well, who in the hell's the quarterback then? I think with Nussmeier, even from a national perspective, that's the expectations because you look at Coach Kelly and what he's done at LSU, but the quarterback, and Nussmeier, because if not this year, then when, I would say. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, I think it's 100% a fair assessment. That's really the way I look at it too, Bobby, is if they can't get in to the 12-team college football playoff, when are they going to go get in there? When you have a we all know, I mean, we obviously have questions about the offensive line and how more or how much more improved the defense will be. And those are big question marks. Those are big storylines for this team. There's no doubt about it. But you also have a quarterback that has the potential to be a top five overall pick next season. And when you have that kind of quarterback with the wide receivers, with the tight ends, with a guy in Caden Durham, if he can stay healthy, there's just enough weapons there. And we saw it last year. I mean, and we saw it with Jaden Daniels, that there is when you have that amount of talent, it can disguise your weaknesses. And Nussmeier and this offense and the skill position players can disguise a lot of or cover up some of the weaknesses that this team has. And you have a passer who threw 4,000 yards and he's returning. You gotta get in. You gotta get into the college football playoff because you. And I know everybody's hyped up about what the 2026 recruiting class looks like with the guys they've been able to get commitments for on the defensive line, and that's huge because when you look back at former LSU teams, the great ones all had good defensive lines, and that's good. But man, You got the quarterback to take you there this year, so you better be able to do it.
Here's my thing. I really believe if Alabama had Garrett Nussmeier on their roster, I know who I'd pick number one.
Oh, that's a good point, Mike.
I mean, because that's the big question mark there. How good is Ty? You know, now he's the guy at quarterback. But they got all the other pieces in place. But do you have the quarterback? Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate time and insights. And we'll be talking quite a bit as the season gets closer.
All right, guys. You have a good one. Thanks for your time.
All right, Jeff.
All right. Jeff Palermo does a great job on the Louisiana Radio Network. Also, great contributor here with us at WWL Radio. We come back. It'll be our triple option feature right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottiglia along with Steve Geller, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Steve, I'll throw it to you first.
I'm going
to
bring up the East Bank Little League All-Star Team, guys. Based in Canada, only a win away from a trip to the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. We know the 2019 East Bank All-Star that were in River Ridge were the last East Bank Little League team to reach Williamsport, and they became the first Louisiana team to win the Little League World Series. Now, Tuesday's regional championship set for 6 p.m., Waco, Texas. You can watch it on ESPN. They're going to face Texas East for the second time in 3 days after the Lamar-based team defeated Oklahoma 5-2 today. Now, you look at the East Bank All-Stars. They are currently 3-0 in the Southwest region. Hopefully, they can make it 4-0, make it back to the Little League World Series.
Yeah, boy, you look at the exposure they get on ESPN.
Right.
And then kids are on right now. Yeah, and they go from different region to region. Well, that's great because all these young kids, they know of ESPN. So I thought that's pretty unique. And
they would only at one time, Bob, you remember this, Wide World of Sports, they played a championship game. That was it.
Yeah. That was
an ABC gig.
But now you're getting the exposure.
Now it's all over.
You get more Little League baseball on ESPN than MLB.
Boy, I won't argue with you there.
Now, Mike, I'm going to come up with, and I know this happened yesterday, August the 3rd. You know who turned 100 yesterday?
I did see that.
Marv Levy.
Right.
Wow.
Went to 4 straight Super Bowls. You want to talk about a historian, how he would talk to the team? He'd always like, because Jim Kelly told us, he'd always talk about these great battles in the history of the world and kind of correlated to getting ready for the game and all. But Marv Levy, almost in the mentality, like Shakespeare. And he was almost too smart for his own good. Marv Levy, a lot of people don't realize, he's with the Chiefs before the Buffalo Bills, going to 4 straight Super Bowls. And he loved Joe Delaney. He was my teammate at Northwestern. And and Joe ended up being a rookie of the year in the AFC. If I can recall, Marv Levy was there, but he turned 100. And then, Mike, I thought this caught my attention too, because I think this is right, because we had already had talked about this. Lance Allward.
Yep.
The Football Hall of Famer is 85. He lived a few years of his young life because his dad was in the oil business in Golden Meadow.
I sent you the picture of him in the fifth grade. Somebody sent it to me of Lance Allworth at Golden Meadow when he was in the fifth grade. And that talk is, if you think Lance was an athlete, his older sister was better than him as an athlete.
So, Mike, so they shared birthdays, that being Marv Levy and Lance Allworth. And you know who else turned 48 yesterday? Tom Brady. So they all, Marv Levy, Lance Allward, and Tom Brady, they all share the same birthday on August the 3rd.
That's it for our triple option feature. We'll be back to finish it off here on Sports Talk in hour number 2 right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number 2 of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Steve Geller, and from 6 to 8, the guys will be going through the NFC South. I'll be interested to see what D. Orlando Ledbetter got to say about the Falcons. Because if there's a mystery team, it's that one. I think everybody's picking the Bucks. And boy, is Dave Canales talking some smack to the others. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.